I want to bring in Mark Williams now, who's a former footballer. Mark, how are you doing, man?
I'm fine. I'm happy to be here. You know, I thought this morning I must be here just to welcome Bayana. I think for 2 years it's been a damp in the country, you know, with COVID, people being negative, and you know, with shooting and all the killing, and Bayana coming here, it just changed everything. And I hope the president should have made it a holiday today.
Right? Holiday. So, you know, you as a former footballer, Mark, you know the kind of pressure you are put under. And I wonder when you are playing outside and you know what's going on at home, often the coaches will tell you that the mood at home hinges on you. If you win this, you are going to lift the spirits of home. How do you deal with a pressure like that when you're playing outside and you understand the magnitude of your win on the entire mood of the nation?
Look, I think it wasn't easy for them because, first of all, they were damped with the big bonuses. It changed their mindset. Then, obviously, going down there, coming in the semi-finals, the closer you come, the more scary you become. But now, you know, what they've done with the technical staff, Desiree Ellis as a mother figure, keeping their heads cool and telling them at point. And I think they've done it. They executed the plan very well. You know, they made a lot of people happy. You know, for winning it, especially in South Africa, and bringing that trophy to South Africa.
So we always talk about compensation and incentives for Banyana versus Bafana. What is your assessment of how we are incentivizing Banyana? Because as a former footballer, I'm sure you agree, it helps when you are being appreciated, when there's an incentive. Yes, you love the sport, but it encourages you even more when you know, actually, my effort is going to be rewarded.
Look, all I can tell you from my point of view is that, you know, if you're a football player, you got the hunger. I think hunger is important. Because when you make enough money, that hunger sometimes disappears. And that's what we see a lot happen. Bafana. So, you know, women will never get the same money as men. Bonuses, they deserve everything. But it's all over in the world. All I'm saying is that they must get enough money that they can make a living. I think that's important, so that when a young person looks up and says, well, they made a living of football, that's what I want to see Bayana doing. So for me is that I'm happy they must get more money. You know, we must just celebrate this whole week. I don't know when the president's going to give a holiday and tell everybody to take half a day and welcome Bayana for doing it.
Let me ask though, why can't they get the same amount of money? Because they do the same thing.
Yeah, that's quite a nice answer. I think there's no way in the world that woman gets it. Now, if you expect South Africa and we're a third world country, now it's coming to a question, is that on the feeling place, if you have to judge on the feeling place, they should actually get more. But just remember, football or sport, women's sport was only coming in late. So men football has always been there. So you have to take consideration until woman has achieved what men has achieved over the years, because woman wasn't allowed to play certain things. Now suddenly women are playing and people are saying they must get the same money. No, they must get enough money to make a living. And then that is where that's what I want to see.
Oh, so that's where we start, until to where they can get it, the equal. Last question. What lessons do you think Bafana and other national teams can take from the spirit of Banyana? And also maybe even technically speaking on the field, what lessons can our Bafana team learn from Banyana?
Look, you talk about lessons. One thing I can tell you, I was listening on the TV, and where the lesson starts, it starts at grassroots. I looked at it, most of the players that play there, they come from development. That is not what Bafana is doing. Only now, recently. So I want to see that Bafana go down to the grassroots. Tell the masters lessons. Go back to your provinces. Go and develop those kids. Play school sport. That's where we come from. So that is what the Bayana team is doing. So that's what I want to see.
Wonderful. Okay, so Mark, thank you so much, man. It's good to chat to you. That's Mark Williams, who's a former footballer.